My name is John Colony. I'm from Sugar Hill. I'm from Sugar Hill. Thank you for coming up and...
Could you say your last name?
Colony, C-O-L. And I have one page to read, but listening to the people before me, particularly people up north, I want to say first, thank you for coming up to Plymouth. You've made it into the three-fifths of the way up north. You've been all the way up north, Senator, but sometimes you wonder if the people in the southern part of the state understand the northern part of the state. One of the people who was responsible, I think, for causing the commission to doubt the wisdom of a one-year moratorium comes from Manchester. Manchester has a population of 109,830 people. The entire Coos County has a population of 32,688 people. One of the functions of a commission like yours is to try to spread the benefits and the penalties and watch that the feet of the little people do not get stepped on. Retirement is a big concern to people. Home ownership is a major part of retirement. Manchester, the percentage of people who own their own homes is just over 50%. It's 50.6. In Coos County, it is 71.5. The New Hampshire average is 72.5. The median value of owner-occupied housing in Manchester is $235,700. The median income throughout the state is $253,000. The median income in Coos County is $131,400. The median income in the state is $63,000. In Manchester, it's $53,000. In Coos, it's $41,000. People living below the poverty level in New Hampshire, 7.8%. Coos, 12.1%. And one of the ironies in Manchester, which has had such an effect on this committee, apparently, the poverty rate is 13.2%. Projects that influence the North Country and deprive the North Country and its relatively light population of income will have a disproportionate effect on these people. They have little enough as it is, and much of that will be taken away if there is an inappropriate energy policy that does not watch their interests. Living in a city is not a guarantee of safety either. I have been to Appleton, Wisconsin, and the hum of the power lines throughout that entire neighborhood was really quite startling. Most of these projects seem to assume that nothing's going to happen to any of the cities, but I think it might be kind of poetic justice if it did. Anyway, this is my one-page statement. I propose that there be more opportunities for public input to the 361 Commission. If you ask a random person what the 361 Commission is, you are likely to get a blank stare. I would have a month ago. I didn't know what this was. If you ask the same person what Northern Pass is, you are likely to get an opinion. What is the difference? Both have been covered in local papers, but a commission doesn't hit you the way eminent domain does. One is distant and abstract. The other is immediate and tangible. The effects of one look far away and kind of hazy. The effects of the other are closely felt and immediate. If more people knew what the 361 Commission was about and how its recommendations could affect them, they might have something to say. To be more specific, look at the scoping meetings held for discussions about Northern Pass. And understand, I'm not talking about Northern Pass, just the scoping meetings. Remember how the number of scoping meetings was increased due to public demand. Remember, if you attended any of them, and take note if you didn't, how some of the meetings held more people than were legally allowed in the room. and that the hosting towns provided police and fire coverage so those meetings could continue with as many people present as possible. That is significant. To use another specific example of bringing an abstract issue down to earth, here is a quote from the article titled The Northern Pass Project, published by Northeast Utilities on 9/11 this year. The quote says, "With siting authority split between federal and state agencies, who is ultimately responsible for ensuring that the public good is appropriately considered?" This talks about the public good, but does not mention the public voice. This meeting here is the last scheduled opportunity for public comment. Let me remind you how the number of scoping meetings was increased, and that this happened because of increased public awareness of certain proposals which would affect the public good and private citizens. I believe most people in New Hampshire are not aware of the 361 Commission, much less how the recommendations of that group can affect all our lives for the foreseeable future. I would like to give everyone a second chance to learn about the Commission and add thoughtful comments to the process. Thank you.